We're joined this morning by Laura Malone from the Community Foundation of Lorain County. Lots going on always with the organization that kind of, I don't say work behind the scenes, but there's sometimes a support for other great things that are taking place in the county. And Laura, thanks for joining us this morning. I guess we could start out with the your boss, Cindy Andrews, is now the honorary chairperson for Harvest for Hunger this year, right?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Bruce. We are super excited. Second Harvest is such a great organization, and their Harvest for Hunger campaign is such a tremendous need in the community for those fundraising efforts. This year, they're trying to provide over 3.5 million meals as their 2024 goal for Harvest for Hunger. And our president and CEO, Cindy Andrews, was chosen as this year's honorary chairperson for the Harvest for Hunger campaign. So we're super excited to have her as part of this. It's such a great cause. And as you know, our mission is connecting people who care with causes that matter. So this is a great opportunity to be able to, you know, help live that mantra and to be able to support this great organization and this overwhelming need in our community to try and get those 3.5 million meals as that goal for Harvest to Hunger, Harvest for Hunger.
Yep, and we can put the note out, of course. You can always at the local supermarkets donate that way as well. And they're magically able to turn your dollars into multiple meals for a lot of folks here in the county. So we know they do a great job.
It's a great thing to see how they can work that economy of scale, as they say, to be able to make sure that they're maximizing the most impact. And I think that's one of the things that makes them such a hallmark organization here in Lorain County for the work that they do.
Let's talk about some of the things going on with the Community Foundation. Again, peoplewhocare.org is a good place to go to get a lot of great information, or you can follow them on their different social media platforms. But you have your registration coming up soon, ending for an event happening in September. Okay, tell me, we got September, that's the connect to a cause, but you need to get things lined up real soon, right?
Right. So this is the window we're in right now for our nonprofit participants. So Connect to a Cause is known as our Lorain County Giving Day. So many of the listeners may be familiar within after Thanksgiving, there's usually a national giving campaign that happens about giving back to your local community. We do ours in Lorain County in September. It's September 19th. In years past, we have had close to 100 nonprofits that have participated in that giving day. So donors can come to the Community Foundation website and they can one-stop shop or one-stop donate for those nonprofit organizations and, you know, make gifts to support the causes that matter most to them. So this period right now in March is where we're looking for those nonprofits to raise their hand and say that they want to participate as some of those organizations that will be the recipients of those funds during Connect to a Cause. So if you are on a board of an organization, if you work for an organization, if you've participated in Connect to a Cause in the past, or you're just curious about Connect to a Cause and what your organization can do to participate, we do need to hear from those organizations by the end of the month. So they can reach out to me directly or reach out to my counterpart, Britt Lovett, at 440-984-7390 to discuss how their organization can be one of the many nonprofits that will be the recipients of those Connect to a Cause dollars on September 19th.
Talking today with Laura Malone with the Community Foundation of Lorain County. You mentioned the end of the month, but sort of the beginning of next, April 1st, let's put it as that, is a deadline now, I guess, for getting your scholarship applications due, right? This is that one place where you can put a scholarship application in, and there's all these other ones that are you could become eligible for?
Right, yes. So this is a little bit delayed. For anybody that, you know, is surrounded by college-age students or those that are in high school, you may be aware that the government reworked a little bit of the FAFSA application that is part of the financial aid funding for scholarships. So that created some delays in our process. Normally, that scholarship window would have closed March 1st, but because of those FAFSA issues that have happened, we have extended that to April 1st. And the Community Foundation has about 60 different scholarships at the Community Foundation. That is under what we refer to as a universal application. So the beautiful part about that universal application is that students can go onto our website, peoplewhocare.org. They can go and they can see a list of the scholarships available, and then they can go into the universal application, fill out that one application, and basically any of the potential scholarships that they may be a fit for, their name will go into those buckets. So I like to use the analogy of we have the 60 scholarships. If you picture each of those scholarships being its own bucket, and I, Laura Malone, fill out the universal application, any of those scholarships where I may meet that criteria, my name will go into that bucket. And then our community of scholarship evaluators, which are volunteers, will evaluate those scholarships later on in April, and we'll make that decision-making process in May to let those students know what scholarships they've awarded. But, you know, while a lot of students struggle with the idea of this is a lot of time and effort and I don't want to do this for a $500 scholarship, oftentimes in this measure with this universal application, it could be a lot more than just one $500 scholarship. So it's a great opportunity for those that are going off to college. We also have a number of non-traditional scholarships. So for those that are in college, are looking for funding help for their second, third, and fourth years, for those that might be looking at trade schools, might be looking at auto mechanics or drywalling or some other type of trade, there's also scholarship funding available for those opportunities as well. Those that might be looking at retooling, you know, their career path, leaving one career path, transitioning to a new one, there might even be some opportunities there also. So it's a great opportunity to fill out that application and just see what kind of money you can get from Community Foundation.
And you hate to think that there would be a scholarship out there that's sitting all alone. Nobody either knows about it or doesn't apply for it. This is an opportunity to sort of get their names in the pool of people then.
Exactly, exactly. And it's a great way to just make it easy for those you know, graduating seniors that have a million and one things going on to just be able to do this once and not have to think about it in, you know, again until they wait to hear those results.
Let's talk a little bit about the Education and Youth Development Community Grant Cycle. Talk about the grant cycle. How does that work, and what's the one that's coming up as a deadline?
Yeah, so most of what we're known for is as being a grant maker. If you think about Community Foundation, you know, we are made up of over 750 different funds. While all of those funds have been created by donors, the purpose of those funds is to make grants out in the community. So we have three different grant cycles. We have our Health and Human Services cycle, our Education and Youth cycle, and then our Arts and Culture and Strengthening Lorain County cycle. We are in that opportunity and application window for that Education and Youth Development cycle that is from March 1st till April 1st. April 1st is going to be a very busy day for us. Mm-hmm. And that is for any nonprofits that are working within that space of education and youth development. They can apply on our website, peoplewhocare.org, for help with funding for some of the initiatives that they have going on. So this could be, you know, if you're working on any type of youth programs, if you're working on any type of a lot of the schools are looking at different things related to social emotional learning and helping to still work through some of the mental health issues that were triggered by the pandemic. This is a great opportunity for those nonprofits working in that space to be able to apply for grant funding from the Community Foundation. So that is available on our website, peoplewhocare.org, under the Grants tab that is under Apply. So both grants and scholarships you can find under the Apply tab on our website. And that is an application that they will fill out and complete. And then we will start evaluating those grantees and award those grants over the summer, in I believe the first week of July.
Lots going on with the Community Foundation of Lorain County. Anything else you want to bring up? I'm looking at your Facebook page. I see all these different leadership things that are taking place with youth that they're different places. So there's a lot of stuff going on. You have different types of neighbor nights, I know, in the past. So lots of things happening, right?
Yeah, we you know, our neighbor nights are still going extremely well and are extremely popular. We have those happening primarily in Elyria and Lorain, but they're open to anybody in the communities. They're great grassroots discussions. It's not led by the Community Foundation. We're simply just the host space for it. It's really led by members in the community that raise questions among their peers about things that they want to see different, or what are some of the stumbling blocks that they're facing that may be keeping their communities from thriving. So it's a great opportunity to participate in any of those. Those are all available on our website, peoplewhocare.org. I know this is airing Sunday morning, but Sunday afternoon we do have our youth summit, and that is going to be at the Lorain County Community College from 2 to 4:30. It is geared towards students that are in high school, 8th grade through 12th grade. They're going to have some great activities going on. Registration is walk-in available. So if there is somebody that's hearing about this Sunday morning and they are intrigued and want to participate Sunday afternoon, they're more than welcome to join us for that youth summit as well. It's a great opportunity for all the youth in our community to get together. And that has been spearheaded by our youth fund here at the Community Foundation, which is made up of delegates from all of the Lorain County school districts. So we're thrilled to have them as part of our affiliate fabric of the Community Foundation and the work that they're doing to really, at that age group and demographic, connect people who care with causes that matter.
Peoplewhocare.org is the website to go to get all the great information we've talked about today. You can also, again, follow them on their different social platforms. Our guest this morning, Laura Malone, Development Officer with the Community Foundation of Lorain County. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much. You take care.